Did fascinating opinion.
If he's open, no.
No. The opinion, I guess that's a good thing, actually. Yeah. The opinion of Rashi that flipped the sugya on its head. Rashi assumes differently than everything we've assumed up until now, and Rashi gives utmost importance to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Mim B'Mino is Lobato. And Rashi says he thinks we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But Rashi doesn't come from nowhere. Rashi substantiates that approach, and Rashi proves it from primarily two Gemaras. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Ayin Gimel is not compelling. It's just two different Shitas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish against Shmuel and Rav, that have Brises both supporting both their opinion, whether or not Mim Amino is Batal, Mim Amino is not Batal. But what is compelling is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Samech Vav. By the way, Rabbi Yisai, I apologize yesterday. I think in Shir I read the Gemara that I didn't put on the Marmar Kaimis. Happens to be it's all the same Sugya, but I read the end Gemara. And the beginning Gemara is really where the Gemara introduces the Machlekes of Abaye and Rava. It's all the same Machlekes, but it's a Machlekes about Yai Nesech, whether or not you go Baser Shema or Baser Taimim. What's Nafgamina? Woo! Gemara says Nafgamina is whether or not it's Batal B'Mashu or it's Batal B. Shishim b'naisin tam. If you have chamra that with chaimetz, or you have chamra, the gemara, other gemara that I put on the marmor chaimetz, which is chamra with anovim, so they're called what? They're called different things. They're called the same thing, but they're what? They taste different. No, fakir. They taste the same, but they're called different things. So Abaye says. Since you go Basar Shma, so therefore Basar Tam, thank you. Shkoya. Huh? Yeah, because I want to know if I should make one. Usually on Thursday I can make one, so. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nivra. Shkoya, I really need this. So Abaye holds, since you go Basar Tam, so Mamela, what you assume in this case, you're going to wait a Zara here? You assume in this case, what did Abaye say there? Everybody says since it's Basar Taima, so over here it's Mimimino, because it's the same taste. But if you go Basar Shma, so then you would say that it's Mim B'Sheino Mino, and therefore it's Batal B'what? Batal B'Shishin. So again, without getting into the details of the Gemara, right, the beginning of Gemara, for those that were confused, the top Gemara introduces Abaye and Rava. The top of Samach Rav. Gemara says Chamra Atika Beinvi. You have old wine, right? That fall into Inve Anovim. Divrei Hakol B'Naisin Tam. Chamra Chados V'Oref. You have new wine Beinve. Abaye Amar Mashu V'Rav Amar B'Naisin Tam. Abaye Amar Mashu Baser Taim Azlin. It tastes the same as the Anovim. But if you hold what? If you hold Rava Amar Benayis and Tam Baser Shmazlinen, because you call it different things, so it's a Taruvus Min Mishenu Mino. But Rabbi say, forget the details of that Gemara. What's the premise of the Gemara? Is that everyone's signing up to what Min Mino is not Batal? Is that the only time you would have Shishim is if it's Min Mishenu Mino? So Rashi is a Hail Geraya that you paskin that the premise and Shas is going with whose opinion? Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry that your old Shiurim are not consistent with this, says Rashi. But we have to side with Shas over your Shir. Then Rashi continues, and Rashi says, not only that, but Rava elsewhere, in the Sugya in Psachim. Sugya in Psachim. Rava says, Chometz bePesach, Nafkamina la'alocha Rabbi Yisai, drives people crazy on Pesach. That if you have any Shilas on Pesach, Zok to Rava, Psachim la'amin of an Aleph, throw it out. Why you have to throw it out? What's the problem? Zok to Rava, because Chametz bePesach is mashu. Why is Chametz bePesach mashu? Zok the Gemara. What's the word? What's the nekuda over there? What's the word? Kirav. Hey, Rav, what's Rav Shita? Rav Shita is like Rabbi Yehuda, Kav Tesem Ebeis. What? Mimimino is not bottle, is Aser B'mashu. Okay, so why does Rava also say Mimisheino Mino is Aser B'mashu? Why does Rava say it's not bottle even by Eino Mino? So if the Gemara, what? Achidish Nifla Adamoid. What does the Gemara say? Gezer what? Gezer Atu, the opposite of the regular Gzeris. You Gezer Eino Mino, Atu Mino. Who do you have to subscribe to in order to say a Gzer of Atu, Rabbi Isai? Who do you have to subscribe to? What? What? Rabbi Yehuda. The premise of that Gemara is all assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Isai. You might not like it. You might not connect to it. But Rashi has Geshmak Arayis. Once you collect all the Gemaras, once you're massive, all the Gemaras, it's pretty compelling that maybe we should take Rabbi Yehuda a little bit more seriously and not just use him as a conduit and a hezber in a ran legabi davar sheishal matirim. Let's actually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Albert, I left off with a question that David answered at the end of Shir, but I didn't even acknowledge. I didn't even pretend that I thought he existed when I walked out. And I asked, it's Soyser Wakamar Rabbi Isai? Oh, our Gemara. Rava writes Beferish in our Gemara that Mim Bemino is Balto Be what? Balto Beshishim. Which is why we started our whole sugya with the assumption like Rabbanan in the Gemara Menachos. Rava is assuming like Rabbanan in Gemara Menachos. So I pulled a fast one on you. I only introduced to you Rava here. I didn't introduce you to the Rava in Psachim. I didn't introduce you to Rava in Avodah Zarah. And now we got some problems within Rava. So now we don't understand Rava himself. We have a stira in Gemaras amongst Rava himself. So you want to say what you said yesterday? Yeah.
Does Rashi say anywhere this actual Shita that Tosos quotes?
Koftes. I didn't put on our comments. Koftes. If you look at the beginning of Tosos,
I mean, he brings down
Perish Bekuntris. David, look at the Tosos. Yes. You don't have it? The Kaman Beperek Kol Abasar Pasuk Bekuntris. So if you look at the Mesoris Hashas, so Tosos, Mesoris Hashas and Tos, it says Daf Kuf Tesim and Alf, and he gives you the Dibra Maskel. You see the Mesoris Hashas and Tes? The Fat Tosos. Look at the Fat Tosos. Amarava. Yeah. The Kaman Beperek Kol Abasar, you see a Tes? Mesoris Hashas? So go to the Vav. Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's the famous Rashi. Okay, why does he say it there? Because that whole Gemara is explaining a whole Ganzi Sugya Alibi to Rabbi Yehuda. So then Rashi feels that, by the way, it's not just the Gemara going on Rabbi Yehuda. This Gemara fits with a whole slew of Gemaras. And my Ganzi Mahalach in Halacha, and why my wife doesn't like the way I pass in all of her Shailus, that's what Nimbimino is also B'mash. So yesterday I didn't respond to David. But David suggested that perhaps one could answer that Rava here is not going with his own opinion. Rava is going within the opinion of who? Of Rabbanan. So I didn't even pretend to hear the words of David, but the emesis, those of you that spoke to me after Shir, I told you privately that what David said is a Taisus Rid. Taisus Rid says there's no stira. Taisus Rid says that Rava over here is not saying what his shita is, but rather Rava is saying something amongst the Rabbanan and Shita Sumamila. Rashi can still hold that Rava lahalocha paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a little ikar chasam in our sefer. It's a little bit difficult. The Gemara doesn't hint to that. The Gemara doesn't clue into that. And then one would have thought that if you would ask Rava, you would pass me lalach over here, like the Rabbanan Shita.
Okay. But the line is not saying Rava. Are you saying Rava in the Rabbanan? The Amar Rabbanan.
I don't know if that necessarily connects to, in general, the Rabbanan versus Rabbi Yehuda. I think Rava was saying that the rabbis had three different psakim lahalach legabe shailas of tarugas.
The whole thing is being based off of Rava saying,
"Yeah,
this whole chiddush that he got from the rabbanon. So this is how."
And let's go back a little bit, like what Schultz is saying. Amar Rava, Merei Shava Kakashi. He has a whole soliloquy over here. Amar Merei Shava Kakashi, Lihav Desanya Kader. And then Rava says, "The Amar Rabbanon." That's all the Rabbis. Okay, it could be. It could be just with Lagabi. I can answer up the Bryce as Lefi Rabbanan Shita.
It says the Amar Rabbanan and the Rabbanan.
I'm asking. I don't think we have a Raya Brewer against him, but do I like him? No, I'm not. Sefer is not a. I hear. Lamais the Sefer Yosher is so bothered by this Kasher, but Sefer Yosher says, yeah, Rashi was Chayzer. So two possibilities. We have all these possibilities, Rabbi Yisai, but as Avi Bahar just introduced, we need another possibility. Okay? Is there any way that we can have Rashi as Rashi and Shtim these Gemaras? So, the emphasis is there's a Rabbeinu Ephraim in our thesis. Rabbeinu Ephraim tries to resolve it, and Rabbeinu Ephraim says, not a problem. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, did you learn the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? What the Gemara in Avodah Zarah said? Everybody say, hold cup, because I confused myself when I was talking to Loewy about this in Seder. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, what does Rava say the defining principles of Nimimino are? He writes in Avodah Zarah. How do you define Nimimino? You go Basar Shema, right? So if you go Basar Shema, right? So then you would call this Mimimino, right? Because I got confused. Again, let's see Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim, what is the case? It's that case of chamra chadasi, new wine, with anovim, with grapes. Vikarale, and we call it mimbimino. But Rabbi Yisai, is it really mimbimino? It's only mimbimino if you go basar taima. But if you go basar shema, so then what? It's really minbisheino mino. So now you have akasha, why does Rava say in our Gemara, it's going as a case of Shishim. It's not a Kasha and Rava. Because if you actually know who Rava is, you actually get to know Rava, you actually spend some time with Rava, you hang out with Rava in Masech Sabe Dezor, and that's time of Vav, you know that Rava's defining principles are Basar Shema. So over here, what's the halach over here? If it's Basar Shema, it's Chamra with Envy. That's our two different terms, two different phrases. Basar Shema, this is like an example of a Tarubis that is what? Min b'she'eino mino. If it's min b'she'eino mino, what's it going to be bottled in? Shishim. Gemara and Chulin, is it Shver, says Rabbeinu Ephraim? Absolutely not. Woo! Gevaldik. He's saying our case in our Gemara is a case of Chamra into another. See, you have to accept that premise of Rabbeinu Ephraim in order for this pshat to sell. Rabbi Yisai, what does Rabbeinu Ephraim say? Our case was talking about a very limited case of wine, and Chulin was talking about a case of wine in Anovim that they're called different things. Rashi says Mashu, you mean? Rashi says in general. In general, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore, Rabbeinu Ephraim says that's not a problem. That's all assuming that it's min bimino. What's min bimino? Min bimino is. What do you mean Rashi says it's Tom? Where are you? Where? Which the Ramash? Mimimino. Bende atera bende yisura. The lekel afkin taimo. Yeah, that's in a case where you're not split between tam and shema in a chanami. If you're not going to have a difference between what happens when you have an item that is min bimino in terms of tam, but it's min mishaino mino in terms of shema. So then Rava says that you call that min mishaino mino. It's not that Rava ignores Tom. He's just saying, Rava and Abaye have a machloikas when there's a split. Let's say I have things that taste the same, but I call them different things. So Rava says, that's Basar Shema. So comes along Rabbeinu Ephraim and says, that's how you're going to explain the missing Gemara, the Gemara that's a problem to you. Over here, Rava's saying, you go Basar Shishim because it's not really Min Bimino. It's really what? Min B'Sheino Mino. Why is it Min B'Sheino Mino? Because it's really two different names. Oh, so Zok Malik, you just stole Tosis Kasha. Zok Malik asking a bomb Kasha. Come on, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Are you serious? Malik was Machav to Tosis Kasha. Why is it so hot? Zok Rabbeinu Ephraim. Zok to Tosis Rabbeinu Ephraim. Are you serious? Rava says in this Gemara what? Min Bimino. So you know what Rabbeinu Ephraim answered to that, Malik? You're not going to like this, but Rabbeinu Ephraim addresses your question. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, yeah, he's calling it min bimino because you know why? Because it has the same taste. Because basar taima, it's really considered min bimino. But halachically, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, according to Rava within Rava's world, what is this? Once I learned the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, what is it actually? It's actually min b'shein amino. So comes along Taisus and he says exactly what Malik is about to say. Come on, stop selling me this bag of goods. If you're actually going to call it min b'shein amino, so don't confuse the world out of us and call it min b'mino. If you're telling me a chiddush that it's min b'shein amino and therefore it's batal b'shishrim, so don't confuse me. You're calling it min b'mino. So now with Rabbeinu Ephraim saying, yeah, when he meant min b'mino, he just meant these are two things that have the same taste. But al pi din, it's min b'shein amino and that's why it's batal b'shishrim. Comes along Taisus and he says, that's true. If he would really meant to say that it was min b'shein amino, then he wouldn't call it min b'mino. That's Taisus Kasha. That's why he doesn't sit well with Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim conceptually makes a lot of sense because he uses Rava's principles in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. He plugs it in and he says, our Gemara is a very specific case and that's why it's batal b'shishin. But says Taisus, it's very mechusar min ha-sefer. It's very difficult to say that that's what Rava meant over here. He used the phraseology of min b'mino when he actually meant min b'shein amino. Come on. Says Taisus, that's very difficult to sell, and therefore, I still have a problem, Rabbi Yisrael. So again, not only does Rashi pask like Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi, again, is presenting a strong case, but once we accept Rashi Shita, Rabbi Yisrael, what do we have over here? We have a steer and rovers. Yeah.
He's saying that Rabbeinu Ephraim is using that, the rabbi who says shame, over there for our case here in
Fluent. Saying that when he meant mimimino here, he didn't really mean mimimino. He really meant it's mimimino. You know? The only reason he called it mimimino is because he knows that in the grocery, everyone walks the same aisle, it has the same taste. But since Basar Shma, it's really mimimino, you know? So then, because it has two different names, so that's why Rava said it's Batal B'shishim. So now, Rabbi Ephraim says, you have this confusing line within Rava, that he calls it mimimino, and he says it's Batal B'shishim. What Rabbi Ephraim basically says that is what that meant is, it's mimimino, you know, and it's Batal B'shishim.
But he says
mimimino.
But if he's spelling out all the different types of like ways that you can like figure it out, that you can like discern what the deal is. So then when he says he would have, if according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, like if you're answering Rabbeinu Ephraim, he would have said that he would need another case of min b'mino.
What do you mean?
Meaning if in this Gemara he's saying, oh, now that I have the Mirash of Akashali, so he says, oh, I can use a Kfela, I can use a Jew, so he's spelling out all these different ways.
Yeah.
So then according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, he's never actually addressed the case of min b'mino.
That's true. That's a good aura. Meaning what David's pointing out, that according to you, plug into the Rabbeinu Ephraim and Targumar, let me see. So the Gemara goes on, Helkuk, min b'sheino mino de teire, b'taime. When it's b'shishim, so it's b'taima. So you have a kvela. A koin. Disura b'kvela. Min b'mino. The lekel that make a mataima, which according to him means mimshe eno mino. Lekla make him a taima. Inami mimshe eno mino. The isura de lekka kfela
b'shishim. How could you read in the lekla make him a taima according to a mino of crime saying it makes no sense then?
Why? It makes a lot of sense. It's lekla make him a taima because the tastes are the same. Faker, it's the opposite. Then you don't have a case of what? You're pointing out. You don't
have a case of actual min b'mino, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim.
You don't have to.
Right, but if we're going through...
You're right. It's a good aura. But Rabbi Yisrael, I think that Taisus is also a very good aura. It's mamish making the Gemara confusing, which Avi keeps on saying that he doesn't sit well with it. Okay. So Rabbi Yisrael comes along Taisus, and he says, I don't agree with you, Rashi. I don't think there's any Gemara whatsoever to tell you to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi said we can breathe a sigh of relief, go back to our original Yisaitis, and Taisus obviously holds like what? Like Rabbanan. And Min Minin Obat V'Shishim, according to the Rabbanan, is what? Is only a Chi of what? Dira Rabbanan. How are you going to disprove all those Gemaras? What are you going to do with all those gemaras? So Rabbi Isai, did everyone get to the shach, to the Ramah? No? Oh boy. Okay, but it's very intertwined. This Tosis is so nogei la'alach. So important la'alach. Okay? And it really finds itself in the beginning of Hilchos Taruvos in Siman Tzariches with that Ramah on the shach. Rabbi Isai, what do I need to do in order to answer up Rashi's kashas? That Rava basically, and Rava Abaye and Rava elsewhere, is basically using the premise of what? Of Rabbi Yehuda. What's a way out of all those Gemaras, Rabbi Isai? Just without knowing anything. Just in Svara, Rabbi Isai, you're lawyers, you took the LSATs, you're in court, and you have rayas and evidence against you that you are extrapolating now to other cases. So now, if you're a lawyer, and you want to now disprove Rashi, Rashi is a compelling case, Rabbi Isai. What's Rashi's case? He says, look at every Gemara. It's all assuming Rabbi Yehuda. So if you're a lawyer, what do you do, Moshe?
Maybe say the cases are different.
Oh. How do you say those cases are different? You basically, what Moshe is saying is, you have to neutralize those Gemaras. You have to say, that which you're using those Gemaras as a springboard, and now as a layover to kol HaTorah Kula, which is what Rashi is doing, Tosis has the ability to say, not so fast. Don't necessarily neutralize and extrapolate from that Gemara. Or, there's another way that you can neutralize those Gemaras. What's another way you can neutralize the Gemaras? His facts are wrong. So, Tosis, which I don't have a lot to talk about, Tosis says something fascinating, everybody say. Okay? I want you to all close your eyes for a second. You have a shayla of chametz on Pesach that fell into your pot. Mamish, Rabbi Isai, you think this didn't happen? It happened to me. Okay, Shiloh presented, right? Person forgot to get, it's in ShopRite. And it was in the kosher Pesach oil. And it was the same exact flour. But guess what? Didn't have a kosher Pesach sign. And it wasn't kosher Pesach. And he used it as ingredients into the pot. Rabbi Isai? So what would you pass on right now, up until now? What's with the whole thing? What is it? Mashu? Get that out of the house. Destroy that. That is a serious problem. Asur Mashu. Did everyone paskin the Shiloh like that, Rabbi Isai?
No.
Who didn't paskin like that? Rabbi Shimon is after Pesach. I'm talking on Pesach. Right? Rabbi Shimon is Chometz Shal Avraham Pesach. I'm talking on Pesach. No. Rabbi Isai, what is the at Tosis and Chulin? If you don't learn Tosis, every line in Tosis and Chulin, Rabbi Isai, you could perhaps miss this sheet. This is unbelievable, earth-shattering sheet that Rabbi Isai. In Chulin, you have to learn Chulin to learn Pesachim. You have to learn Pesachim to learn Chulin. You can't learn just one Gemara, Rabbi Isai. Someone asks you what we're learning. I don't know. We're learning Avodizar, Pesachim, Shkalim, whatever you want. We're learning Beitza. We're learning all these sugyas. You can't just learn one Gemara. Comes along the Shiltus de Rabbi Chaigon. Shiltus de Rabbi Chaigon, and Rabbi Tam quotes it in our Tosfos, had a little smudge in his Gemara of Pesachim Daf Lamed. What was his smudge in the Gemara of Pesachim Daf Lamed? Everybody say? He didn't have the words Kirav. He didn't have the word Kirav. And came along the Sheiltas de Rabbi Chaigon. Everybody say? I'm telling you, Lamaisa. Came along the Sheiltas de Rabbi Chaigon and argued with Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach, with Yisoidis of every Rav, and every Pesach Shir, prior to Pesach, said the Sheiltis, Chametz on Pesach? Guess what? Bato B'Shishim. You learned last week in my Yoredeya Shir, in my Kashrus in the Kitchen Shir, that what? You have to know, is it 60 times, is it not 60 times? So every other Rav on the planet says, but not when it comes to Pesach. When it comes to Pesach, it's what? It's Bimashu. All these things don't apply. Suck the shiltas, come to my shul. I could sell you, I can give you membership at my shul. I could save you on all your shilas of Pesach. And guess what? Chometz on Pesach is Batil B'Shishim. Rav never said what we thought he said. Whoa. Well, yeah, he said. No, he also says. He also says b'shishim. He also said b'shishim. And never connects it to Rav, right? He didn't have the word b'mashu, and he didn't have the word kirav.
His Gemara didn't have the word kirav, or never else's
There's never a Gemara that said the din of Mashu. What was the whole din of Mashu? Was all assuming like Rav, assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. Zokter b'shilta is Rabbi Chaygon. I never had Karav, and I never had B'mashu, I never had the Pesach, I never had the Salacha. And that's what Taisa says, right? Sorry, David, I got a little coffee over here. What did Taisa say? Right? Listen, right? Uperikol Shah. You see the first word on the line is low? Yeah? Listen carefully, but you guys don't have the Gemaras here. Uperikol Shah, the Amar Rav, Ilchsa Chamitz Bizmano, Bemamino, Bem Shalomino, Kirav, Logaris, Rabbeinu Tam, Bemashu Kirav. V'chein Mashma, I'm sorry, I only said the Shiltas. There's another Rav that got membership like this. V'chein Mashma Bahag, Shaloi Hayakosav Bisvarim, right? Kirav, everybody say, you know, a lot of times we tune out and we say, the Talmudic scholars are talking about different, you know, different what manuscripts and different girsos, and we just fall asleep. We're just like not interested. But if everybody say this one, you better wake up for this one. Oh my gosh, do I want to daven by the Shiltas on this one? Do I want to daven by Hagen? Does this change Hilchos Pesach, everybody say? Oh my gosh, does this save so many Shilas and change the whole appearance of Hilchos Pesach and the Mishnah Berurahs left and right and every single Shilah? Wow. What? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's a cause of Shah. Nidalo Yahiv Rav Shiur Lemilse. Shmamina da Asr Bashukarav. Al Pi Allah's Gedailas Mugra Bisvaram Elagarsin and Asr. What's the gears over there? It's Asr. Uperish Benaisentam. Shishim. So then Tosis goes on and says, like Moshe. What Moshe just asked me? Rebbe, will you pass him like that? Sasak Tosis, we come akom lo hayer Rabbeinu Tam Poisek Halacha Gein Lemaisa Bechametz BePesach. He would. It's interesting. It's an interesting piece of information. But Lemaisa, did Rabbeinu Tam get people to buy membership by him for this? No, Rabbeinu Tam was nervous. Girsa change and erasing. Mikoma comes up Tosis lo hayer. This is unbelievable. Like the Halach Yelach and Tosis. What based on these shilas? What people were doing based on these shilas? So after a bit of time, I find it fascinating. It's fascinating that some of the Svarim said like this, the Bahag and the Shiltis, but Zoktaisis, Mikomaka Lawyer, Binata. I don't know, does Taisis quote the Shiltis, or I'm saying that to you on my own? He quotes the Shiltis? Yeah, Shiltis the Rabbi Chai. Okay, good. Umikomaka Lawyer, Binatam, Polsek, Allah, Lamaisa, Bapesach. Well, you motzian, and the Gemara says, and the Rabbeinu Tam says there was a story. They found the chita b'tarnegoilis. They found actually some chametz inside the chicken rosachas b'pesach. Hayimatzuk la'ashosa adachar pesach, and he said, no, you can't eat this, even though there was bittul b'shish. So Rabbeinu Tam himself was not willing to be mekel on such a shaila. You know, there's a story. Gevalda gamaisa. The story. I think it was with the chayza milublin. The guy who got married, and the week, Mamish got married Erev Pesach. And his Afrav was the week before Pesach. Mamish, so Rabbi say, where do you go to your first Pesach after your marriage? Rabbi say, it's a Mishnah Pesach. Where do you go? You have to go to the in-laws. You have to go to your wife and this, yeah. So anytime the couples come with the machleksim of where to come, so it's pasha, it's a pefer shadin, it's a Mishnah. So, no, you don't have what I'm saying. Mishnah says that thereby, what's the Mishnah talking about? Mishnah's talking about, not Mishnah's not teaching you a din. I'm being a little bit poetic over here. The Mishnah is talking about a woman who, after she gets married, she's sitting by two Korban Pesachs. Who's she sitting by? She's sitting by her father's and she's sitting by her husband's. It's a raya. I just bring a raya when I get a raya that you go to the in-laws the first Pesach. So what's the nafkamina halacha? What's the Mishnah talking about? Mishnah's not talking about chos and shmuzes. Mishnah's talking about a din. The Mishnah's talking about what happens if she's now by two chaburas. You're not allowed to have two chaburas. You're not allowed to eat Pesach by two groups. So what about a woman that's kind of shayach to two chaburas? So she's not sure. Should she be part of her father's Pesach? Should be part of her husband's Pesach? There's a lot of depth to that Mishnah, everybody says, as you're going to learn as you get married. To all those in-laws issues that a woman doesn't know. Whatever, we'll talk about that another time.
See, the husband and the dad didn't get along so well.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And the Gemara in Yavama says Beferish. So the Gemara in Yavama says Beferish. The Gemara in Yavama says Beferish that the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law hate each other. Where's the Gemara in Yavama say that? Everybody say it? It's Beferish and Gemara. Gemara in Yavama says Beferish. Where's the Gemara say Beferish? The Gemara says that you're allowed to rely. We learned this, Rabbi Yisrael Kfela. We learned this again, Kfela. You're allowed to rely on one aid. You're even allowed to rely on an apostle when it comes to what? When it comes to Iguna. When it comes to Edus, that that Mace Baila, right? If someone's being made that the husband died, so to be Matar in Iguna, where you were very Makel in terms of the Edus. But Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara says you're not allowed to be Mam in a mother-in-law. Why? Because the mother-in-law wants to mess over her daughter-in-law. And if she gets married based on this Edus, you're going to end up with Mamzerim, you're going to have Shilas, and it's not going to be a posh child. So Gemara says that the mother is Snua Zula Zu. They hate each other, and therefore you don't believe it. So don't think you're the only one who experiences these problems. Okay? It's a Gemara of Farish. It's a Gemara of Farish that this is built into the culture, and that why? The Gemara says, because a mother in law feels that this girl is stealing my I don't know, what does your mother call you? My boichi, my what?
Tatala.
My tatala, my whatever. You guys all have the phrases. So that's the Gemara. What am I talking about? Oh, so the chozer melublin, right? Shmakamaisa. So the chozer melublin, the chosin was eating the first Pesach, and they gave out the soup at Shulchan Aruch. And he sees a chita. That's why I remembered the story. He sees mamish like a story every minute of time. He sees a chita inside the bowl of soup, and he starts. He says, "What? I thought I married into a from family. I thought that this was." He starts making a big rash and a big tumult. The mother's mortified, and the daughter is like running to her room and she's like, "I can't believe my chosin thinks that like all these things. How can my mother do this? What is it? What's going on?" And like the whole Seder went up in arms and everything. Big tumult. Oh, yeah, everyone's trying to calm the chosin down. No, it's not true. We don't know exactly what happened. It must have been a mistake, whatever. Maybe the guy to like to put it in, whatever. You don't know. Fine. Come to shul the next morning. And the chayza sees them come in. And the chayza walks up to his balabas, to the guy who's davening by him, to the father-in-law. He says, "No, how's the first Seder?" And the Baal Bus walks up to the Chazir and says, "Rebbe, I have to tell you something. It was horrible. It was a churban. I'll tell you what happened." And there was a whole tumah. I don't know how chametz. Rebbe, this never happened in our lives. Chametz, we always clean for Pesach, and nothing was there. But he said, "Listen carefully to this story. I'm spending time on this for a reason." Chazir said, "Call my gabbai. Call my shamashim. Tell the chosin to come outside with all of his paraphernalia, with everything, how he came to shul today. And call the father-in-law out here." Walked outside into the chatzer in front of the shul. Walked up to the chosin with his shtreimel on his head. And he hit the shtreimel. And wheat came out of the shtreimel. He fell out onto the floor. Everyone was like, what maifis did he just do? What did the chayza just do? What? The chayza said, "This is wheat from your own shtreimel that you were sitting with at the Seder. And I'll explain to you how it happened. Back in the day, in Europe, instead of throwing candy bags at the Ofrif, they threw wheat. And this guy was wearing his shtreimel at the Ofrif. And it was right before Pesach that they got married. And this boy never cleaned his shtreimel before that Shabbos because he got involved in all the achanas of the chasen. And there was wheat kernels inside the shtreimel. And that's how the chita fell into the soup." So Rabbi Yisai, remember this, my son. Before you make a ganze tumult, before you start tining that everyone is krum and everyone is not frum and everyone else is the problem and I'm not the problem, check your own shtreimel. Whether you have a shtreimel or not, check your own shtreimel. Maybe and perhaps the problem is with me and not the problem with her. So, Rabbi Natan had a little different story. Whatever, it was a chita and a tarnagol. But Lamaisa, it was worth spending that tangent on this. Back to our taste. So Rabbeinu Tam has that approach. Rabbi Isai, okay, take it or leave it. Rabbeinu Tam himself wouldn't paskin like that. Rabbeinu Tam paskin when it comes to Psochim, that it's also Ramash. Yeah, Arya.
How could Rabbeinu Tam like be either here nor there? Like either he's going to say it's enough for you to paskin like this, or he's going to say no, it's not enough for paskin, but then he can't use it and get rid of the Mashu aspect.
I don't understand.
I mean, he's using this lack of Kirav to prove that Abaye's opinion of that we're saying that we're going
to
hold the Rabbeinu
To prove that Gemara in Psochim is not compelling.
It's not compelling enough. So either it's not compelling, and this is Sak Halacha, or it's compelling, and you can't pick and choose. It seems like just picking and choosing.
He's not sure. Whatever. He's making a case. He's saying, first of all, your whole Rai is questionable. But he's saying, Rabbeinu Tam said, I don't want to build my whole case based on a questioning yourselves, so therefore I'm not going to absolutely paskin, but I want you to first say, when a person presents arguments, so he says, initially, this is not my grand slam raya. This is not my all with all proof, and I don't know necessarily if this was my only proof whether I would pass him like this because of a haraya. I'm still being choshe from that gemara. But you should know that there are many big people, namely the Bahag and Reb Shultz, the Achor Rabbi Chaygon, that questioned your whole premise from the Gemara Psachim to begin. But then Rabbi Natan says, "I don't only have to explain away a Gemara Psachim, Rabbi say. I also have to explain away a Gemara and Avodah Zarah. So what's going on over here?" Says Rabbi Natan. What's that Gemara talking about? That Gemara in Psachim is talking about... That Gemara in Avodah Zarah is talking about what? Avodah Zarah. What do we know about Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yisai? Is Avodah Zarah Baal Tabashishin?
No.
Avodah Zarah is one of those things that what? That has a higher level of Bittul, and it's not the Noi Sintah. So comes along places and says, that's unique. Not only that, but comes along Rabbeinu Tam and he says, and that's the pshat also in the Gemara in Psachim also. I'm neutralizing that Gemara as well. Because the Gemara in Psachim is not a din in kol Torah kula. But why is chametz aser b'mashu, Rabbi say, and there's no bittul, there's no din nesinas tam, there's no shishim when it comes to chametz? Not because the Gemara says kirav. Not because we paskin a premise of Rabbi Yehuda. Not because in Kol HaTorah Kula we're saying what? Mim b'mino is b'mashu, and therefore we make a gzeri d'rabbanan of eno mino atumino. No, Rashi is entirely wrong. So what's the reason, Rabbi Yisai? Why are you neutralizing Psachim? Because Psachim has unique halachas to it. Chametz is what? There's Bayerah Bayimotzi, you're not allowed to own it. It's lo badili in shimineh, Rabbi said. What does lo badili in shimineh mean? You don't separate yourself. Where's the first place that idea comes up in Psachim? Next year, Rabbi said. First, Taisis in Psachim. Taisis in Psachim asked the question. I don't understand. I got many different Isurei Karis on the books. Rabbi said, name me another Isur Karis.
Mila.
Chalev. Mila is a mitzvah. But chametz is not the only Isur Karis, Rabbi said. Eating chametz is not the only Isur Karis. What? Nida. You have many different Isuri Karis, Rabbi say, in the Torah. Yet, what does not... The Torah doesn't... You have many different Isuri Karis when it comes to Hilchos Kashrus. And yet what? The Gemara, by all these dinim, never introduces what halacha? Bedika and beer. Bedika's chametz. Why is it that when the Gemara in Psachim opens up, why is there halacha of Bedika's chametz? Why did this guy get so much attention? What is it about chametz that what? That won the lottery, that we have all these other halachas we have to focus so much time on, we have to do a ganze bedika, we have so many shlich l'chtayra on, we have a ganze mesechta, a ganze first perek, our kolos are boitik and there's a chametz. Man, where, why? Just because it's karis? Says Taisis, no, not just because it's karis. Because it's bread. And what? And when it comes to bread, ki al alechan yichye adam. A person who lives based on bread. A person doesn't separate him from his bread. Man lives based on bread. It's not a pasuk. That's a play off a pasuk. It's a play off a pasuk. But the Shach plays that pasuk. It's not me who did that. The Shach himself did that. Everybody said, I know. So the Shach, correct. But kilo alechem yichya adam means ki'amoytzapi Hashem. You can't just live based on sustenance. But the Torah itself is saying what? That there is chiyus from lechem. He's saying don't only rely on that. So it's off the Shach that you see that there's a chiyus when it comes to lechem. So that's loy b'dili in shemine. That's something that's very hard to separate itself. I need an arba, or I need bdikas chametz. I need a new list of halachos when it comes to hilchos chametz to be able to enact that. So toisus, that's the pshat also when it comes to taruvus. Since it has bal yirah bayimotze, since it has a lav to own it, and since it has this criteria that it's what? It's loy bedili in shemineh. So therefore, Also, when it comes to shailas in Isser v'heter, in the kashrus, in the kitchen, we're going to have to be machmir. But no karav, no karav Yehuda, nothing like Rashi presented, that is all not true. Good? Rabbi Yisai? This is nogeya la'aloch. So nogeya la'aloch, Rabbi Yisai. If you haven't seen it, make sure to see it. Comes along the Ramah, guys learning smicha, open up a Ramah, and Simen Tzadiches, they start. Tzochus Tarovis, what in the world? Talk to Ramah. You're learning out Tzochus Tarovis. Ramah says something incredible. Rabbi said, what does Ramah say? Who saw the Ramah here? Talk to Ramah and Simen Tzadiches. By the way, let's define ourselves, everybody says the Ramah. He doesn't know that you went to Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Says the Ramah, just klacher, you had a person who's going to Shulchan Aruch. I just want to know. My rabbi said after the shir, min bimino is b'shishim, okay? And what else? Min b'she'eno mino is b'shishim. Got it. Okay, but there's a difference, because one's the Raisa, one's the Rabbanan. Now, Kamina in the cases of Sveikas, right, where you don't know if there's Shishim or not, but you know there's Rosh, good. That's the Rashba, excellent. Okay, Ramah, quick question. Menachem, just one quick question before we finish, before we close, before we explain everything we've been talking about this year. What in the world is a Mimimino? How do you define Mimimino? You would think that Shulchan Aruch should tell you, right? So what does the Ramah say? Basar Shma. Depends. Is it called an egg? How do people refer to it? What do they call it? What's the title? What's the pack? What's on the package? What's the label? Is it an egg? Is it a piece of meat? Is it chveis pastrami? Is it chveis meatballs? Is it rice? Is it chita? Is it chametz? Basar? What? Shma. Walk down the aisles. You know how you answer all your shaylos, Rabbi Yisai? That big label, that Baruch Hashem there, because I'm telling you, when I go shopping, if I didn't have those things of what's in what aisle, and then when my wife goes, it's unbelievable. She doesn't even look at them, so she knows it. She can go blindfold. She knows exactly the whole thing, and I'm like, I don't even get it after I read it 50 times. I have to ask the lady, like, I'm the guy, the reason why they have so many of those people in the supermarket, because I'm fetching for them all the time. Which does that include in this aisle? It's all about the labels, what's in the aisle. Inside. I just quoted you a Ramallah. How do you know if you have a Shiloh? Whether or not this is a Shiloh with a Mimino, with a Mishaino Mino? So Zakhtar Ramah, it depends on the taste. So let's present the case over here. Let's present the case over here. Let's try to really understand the Ramah so we can actually really make any sense in Halacha of anything that we've developed up until now, Rabbi Yisai. Before this sugya, we've learned nothing. So Rabbi Yisai, welcome to Chulin right now. Give me a second. Zakhtar Ramah, you have a Shiloh, okay? You have, let's use a face. Ari, you gave me this. You have an ostrich egg, and you have a
chicken egg.
You have a chicken egg. And they're all called eggs. But Rabbi Yisai, they have different tastes. Okay? Zakhtar Ramah. And now, I'm not sure. Right? Is there shishim? All right, you guys want to give me a different case? Give me a case where it's the same shame, and it's different time. What's a good case?
Cheese
has different tastes.
So
the rest, you have a tarubis. Any of these cases, okay? You have chveis. You have fish, right? And
that's not good.
Bro,
whiskey,
fish. What? Whiskey and whiskey, good. And it gets mixed up in the big tarubis, whatever it is, whatever the chones, whatever, anything. And you the maisa, it's all called the same thing colloquially on the grocery list. Get the eggs, good, fine. Rabbi said, what's going on over here? Lamaisa, the taste, the tam, is what? It's totally different. It's totally different. Everyone knows that they taste different, and they have a totally different taste. Says the Rambam. What's the halacha over here? What is the wrong with this pasuk? Now, my taruvis fell. It was nishpach. See, but listen to this. Unbelievable. If I would say, Sofer, if you didn't know this was the Rambam, you would kill me about this. Listen to what the Rambam said. It fell, Malik. And I don't know if there's what? If there's shishim in the taruvis, Bratsky. You hear? Says the Ramah, relax. Don't worry about it. It's okay. It's mimimino. And that's a what? And that's a suffix Rabbanon Lekula. Does anyone want to kill me right now? Does anyone want to take a knife and stab me right now and say that that is the craziest thing that I've ever heard in my life? Rabbi, taste the food! You are about to eat what? I am not making up a word, Rabbi. Say, look up the Ramah. Zok the Shach! That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life! You mamish have nesinas tam in this daruvis of a what? Of an ostrich egg! Whatever your souffle is, you ground it up, so it's a taruvis of lach belach, okay? And this is all a big taruvis, and it's nice and tam into the rest of the zach, into the rest of the taruvis. You can taste the trade! And you're going to tell me what? Since minatoyer is bottle baro, so therefore I don't need shishi. There's an isidoraisa here! You have to be this! How can you say this? So the shach, this is ridiculous! I don't know where this Ramah is coming from, and this is dead wrong. And the Shach says, sorry, but anyone who's learning like this is learning your idea totally wrong. Close your chulins, come to my shir, and he is wrong. Rabbi said this is probably one of the most important Ramahs and Shachs in all of your idea, in my opinion. Not that I, my opinion matters, but so you so you stick. So the Shach, he missed the boat. The Ramah misunderstood all of your idea. It's not. You don't decide things based on what? Based on the way you're called. What's your day about, Rabbi said? What have we been saying every day? Zok the Shach. Every day. Shach has been coming to Shir up until now. Shach says everything's tam, 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 tam. Tam. Nesinas tam, tam. Shishim is tam, tam. And now what? The Ramah comes into Shir one day. On what? What's the day today? On November 3rd. October 31st. Comes along the Ramah. He walks in and he says, by the way, tam doesn't matter. I mean, if you guys would say this to me on the Mishnah, I would kick you out of my office. What? What in the world just happened? I mean, this is crazy. This is the Ramah, the Ramah of Israelis. They saw Yotzim, Yad Ramah. This is the Ramah. This is not something that we could just machadek. This is not something we could kick out of our office. This is the Ramah. Oh, so the Svarim are happy. Oh, schmack. Okay, very good. Shach says, I don't want to hear about this. That's that long Shach. Rabbi said, go through the Shach. The Shach says, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, and it's dead wrong. So the Shach. Okay, everybody say, I added a little drama to the Shach. Well, I said that to the Shach. And the Shach and the Ramah, everybody say, it's like, I walk up to a guy who's learning Isser V'Heter, and they're like, oh, what are you up to? Is this, if you don't know this Ramah and Shach, like, you've never walked into the kitchen in your life. This is the basics. What's min b'mino? What's Mimbashay Nomino? Rabbi Yisai, it's unbelievable. So the Shach says, I don't even want to hear this. If you have that Shiloh with the eggs or with whatever it is that has the same shame, whatever it is, if it's nice and tam, end of story, you better make sure you have Shishim in there. Because that's a Safi Daraisa L'chumra. And your Taruvis here is what? Zok the Shach. It's Mimbashay Nomino. And you need Shishim here, Midaraisa. And don't, I don't want to hear anything else, Zok the Shach. That's what are you talking about? Listen, I just have one question on the Shach.
Why?
Why? Rabbi said, who's on the Ramah's side? There's one Gemara. That seems to sound like.
But it doesn't sound like
what the Ramah just said. Ramah didn't introduce this idea of Bas Hashma. This is something that was introduced to us by Rava and Abaye. In what? And Rava in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yisai, the Shach makes a lot of sense intuitively. But guess what? Intuition is not koveh halacha. Svara is not the only entity involved in halacha. You have to use your svara to be masbir what? Gemaras. And if you just want to walk in here and say, which I happen to agree, that in svara and rationale this makes no sense, how could I be tasting treif and you're telling me that this is not an issue? So then what? I agree with you. I'm sorry, Rabbi Shach. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Rabbi said, you're going to go back to the Shach. You're going to see how the Shach deals with that Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi said, I guarantee you, Sunday morning, if we finish it, this Hezbre, in the Machloikis, the Shach and the Ramah, is a Yisoy Shabi Yisoy.
in Dinei Bittul from everything we are going to discuss this entire year, and we have discussed the entire year. The Boisai, buried in this Sugah, in this Machlokes, the Shach and the Ramah, is an incredible Machlokes between two Mahalchim in understanding Yisoy Hashish. Rabbi Yisai, before we finish that Shach, because you guys didn't see the Shach, I don't want to spoil it for you. I want you to see the Shach inside. Come to me with the answer. But I want to present to you the following Shaila. There's a Machaber. Machaber also in Siman Tzadik Ches. I didn't put on the Marim Kodesh, Rabbi Yisai, because I had Rachmanis. You didn't even get to the Shach yet. Rabbi Yisai, come on, listen. So I'm going to say it outside. Chiddush Nifla Ad L'Moed. Okay? The Gemara says like this, Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yisai? Min Mevino? Afilu? Ve'elef? Lo Batel. Comes along the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, I think on Daf Kuf Aleph, the Gemara in Chulin says, what happens according to Rabbi Yehuda if you don't just have a mixture of, in the pot, of min demino, but you also have some min mishenom? What happens if there are two things going on in the pot? There's this, and then there's this. Everyone understand what I'm saying? It's not a straight up case of min demino. Rabbi Yehuda, we know. Rabbi Yehuda holds when it comes to min demino, sorry, throw it out. I feel available, but though. What happens if you have min bimino ubisheino mino? So you have basically three entities inside your pot.
Both of them are
non-kosher. So, comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara introduces the following concept, and in the yeshivas this is called salek. Salek. What does salek mean? Salek means to
remove.
That's what the sugya is called. Salek. Salek. Zok the Gemara and chiddush nifl if you're of Yehuda. And even though Rabbi Yehuda in general says min bimino afilu be'elef lo batol, zok to Gemara salek esmino vahavale kimi she'eno v'nimtza min v'she'eno mino. And then what happens? Zok to Rabbi Yehuda, honey, it's batol b'shishim, baruch Hashem, you can save the cholent. Give aldik. Aye, there's mino there. Yeah, but a salek esmino. So this chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is only in a case where what, says the Gemara, where it's just straight up min b'mino. But if there's a min b'mino u'b'she'eno mino, zok the Gemara salek, zok the Gemara salek, v'havalei k'mi she'eno mino. Good. Rabbi said, do I really care? Maybe if I'm Rashi, I care. But if I'm Rabbi Tam, do I really care? No. Why? Is that a paskin like?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Good. Rabbi said, comes along the Rashba. Comes along the Rashba. As quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Ches, I believe Siv Ches, you'll check if I'm right. Zok the Rashba, Rabbi Yisai, and the Shulchan Aruch is not passing like Rabbi Yehuda. No one's passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rashi is passing like Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch. But listen to what the Rashba says. Let's say I have Min B'mino and Min B'she'eno Mino. Similar? Rabbi Yisai, good? Yeah? And what happens, Rabbi Yisai? What do I care? Both of these need shishim. What's the difference? What happened to this pot? What happened to this pot, Rabbi Yisai? It was nishbach. Excellent, Nathan. It was nishbach. It fell out. So what? So b'di'evid, Rabbi Yisai? Now I got a serious shiloh on my hands. Is this a what or a what? Is this a deraisa derabanan? Can I be mako if I don't know if I have shishim, or can I not be mako or can I have shishim, Rabbi Yisai? Right? The Rashba himself who introduced that to us, that nafkamina, right? Comes along the Rashba and says, wait, maybe we can borrow from this Gemara and introduce the halacha called salek, but in the reverse way. Salek, as what? Rabbi Yisai, this is a mechaber. This is a shulchan aruch. Manana mechaber. Rabbi Yisai, listen. Salek, as a what? Esa eino mino, v'nimtza min b'mino. That's the Mechaber's psak. I'll be the Rashba.
What does that help you?
What does it help you? Shiner's 100% right. Frek the Shah, frek the Taz, frek the Marshal, all the Knights of Caleb go up in arms. I don't understand
what in the world the Rashba is doing and why the Mechaber implemented this halacha. You can taste the main omino over here. You have treif in your mouth. How are you saying Saleh? Bishlama of Gemara and Chulin, I can learn within the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is a Chiddush. He learned Parshas Achrimos, and Parshas Achrimos says, by the way, a Chiddush la'alocha, that min b'mino afilu be'elef lobato. So comes on Rabbi Yehuda and he says, min b'mino afilu be'elef lobato. Now you want to tell me a Chiddush and Gemara Chulin Saleh? Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush was neutralized to a case where it's just min b'mino. But if min b'mino u'b'sheino mino, so then Rabbi Yehuda never applied his what? His Chiddush. But now you're reversing it, Maran and Mechaber, you're applying this Rashba in the opposite direction, and I can taste the train. There's the Sinas Tam over here. Rabbi, I guess who's upset right now? The Shach. The Shach says, don't you remember everything in your days about what? Tam. How do you present such a case? That's why the Shach rejects this Mechaber, says you can't do that, you can't be making a b'di'evet, and it's all not true. Rabbi Yisai, go back to Shulchan Aruch, do the Arama Rashach, if you have more time, go see that Shita of the Mechaber, that Psak of the Rashba, that's Mamish, flipping the world upside down. I don't know what in the world is going on, Rabbi Yisai. I am sorry for ruining your Oinik Shabbos. I'm sorry for not allowing you to sleep because you don't know what's kosher and what's treif. I don't know how you're going to be able to eat at your wherever you're eating this Shabbos because who knows if it's kosher or treif. This is a machlokes from Ramon the Shach. According to the Shach, everything might be treif because that's not min b'mino. But you say, have a good Shabbos.
Can you do some of min b'mino?